Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay.
Garbaggio.
There's a story out about Quentin Tarantino, who is a controversial movie director, if you don't know who he is.
He reminds me, he looks like a character from, is it Meet the Robinsons? I don't know. Have you seen that?
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Is that the one where he goes back in time?
And they have like the dinosaur or whatever. I've got a big head and little arms.
I don't.
It's a really good movie.
Isn't the one he goes back in time and meets himself and like helps himself with the science fair and.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. It's so cute.
It is the worst.
No.
I mean, if you like Pixar kind of animation, then don't watch it.
Okay.
It's trash. It's like one of those things It's you know how many movies come out? Like if you type in animation, you have a nephews,
yeah.
And you go to Netflix and like go to animation, and it's like here's Up, here's Inside Out, and then here's like these bad. They're just the animation.
You need to rewatch
bad.
It.
It's so bad. My kids were into it for a little while.
Just like
it's
from
not
one of the main studios. It's some off brand.
Yes.
No,
like,
it was
they
a
didn't
main
fully
one.
Develop
was
the story.
It?
It was stupid.
I don't even know that I know what you Meet the Robinsons?
Meet the Robinsons. Like he goes back in time and there's this evil guy,
Disney.
The typical evil guy. Yeah, it's stupid. It's if we're gonna say
you
there's
know what?
A
Fine.
Movie
you don't need to watch it. You're out of the club. You're kicked out.
I don't want to be a part of any club who likes Meet the Robinsons. I'm just going to throw that out there. I think my taste is like, you're like, oh, let's all grab some King Super sushi and then watch that. That's it. Okay, you can have that club.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest club.
Fine.
Like, what? I'm going to get movie theater popcorn and watch Toy Story 4.
No.
I don't want
that's
in that.
That's got to be worse.
So here's
that's
what Quentin
worse.
Tarantino said. That
yeah,
we got
which,
off track on Meet the Robinsons because
sorry.
You've made some connection.
Because Quentin Tarantino looks like one of the characters from it.
From which he looks like what? The bad guy?
No, like the grandpa, I think.
Okay.
My one of my theater professors grew up in, like, she was in Hollywood for a while, and she knew Quentin Tarantino when he worked at a video store.
Because he's a savant for movies.
And she said he would just bombard, when you walked in, he would be on you and be like, what are you going to get? This. No, you should get this. And tell her everything.
Oh, really?
And recommend everything. He knew everything about every movie
Do
ever.
You understand he's making one more movie? That's it.
Mm. Oh, I
he
did hear that.
He committed at the beginning of his career. He was like, I'm going to make 10. He's a little bit of a lie, but it's okay.
Mm.
Like, what's the movie with Christian Slater as he's kind of like, and then Val Kilmer is Elvis in it. True Romance.
Okay.
Quentin wrote that, but didn't make it, so that one doesn't count.
Mm.
Kill Bill, I believe, counts as one. Even
part
though there's
one and
two
part
movies.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, this is my Kill Bill movie, whatever,
mm-hmm.
but he's got one more movie in him.
Okay. Those checks come, and it's like, you know,
no,
I
he
can
just,
stretch the rules.
You know, he said, I'm going to make...
I didn't sign a contract
no,
with
he's
going to
make 10, and that's it. So he started with, like, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction
mm-hmm.
and Jackie Brown and, God, what if I... The Hateful Eight.
Wow, good,
and,
good.
Inglourious Basterds, I think
yeah.
it might
have
been
Did he do Once
him.
Upon a Time in Hollywood?
He did.
Okay.
Which I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
It was okay.
I think you're forgetting
the alternate ending.
Perhaps
is a little
your favorite one.
Nope, I already said Pulp Fiction.
Mm.
You think I have a more favorite movie of mm-hmm. Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah.
I don't like.
I feel like you and your son have watched it a lot.
I don't like From Dusk Till Dawn.
No, that's not what I'm thinking.
Oh God, Django.
Django, yeah.
Django's so good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I respect his opinion on a lot of subjects. Obviously, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
He is. He's not dead wrong about this. You guys are dead wrong. He says, mm-hmm. Quentin Tarantino says, Toy Story was a perfect trilogy,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. I wholeheartedly agree with.
It was. The one, end two, of and three.
After one, it's like, how are you going to make it two? There's story's done. Sid's a better person.
Is he?
Sid, well, yes.
He learned a lesson, I guess. We assume.
He becomes a garbage man.
Yeah.
He's obviously, he's not a bad garbage man.
But that's not in
man.
The first movie. Does he become a better... I don't think
Sid
there's...
Sid is yeah. in the first movie.
Well, I'm aware.
But I mean, he becomes... He's so scared.
I don't remember there being any sort of...
Transformation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With
he was,
him.
Because then the little... His sister is running at him with toys and going, hey, do you want to play with Dolly? And he's like, ah! He's like
so
freaked out.
So he's just scared. He's not a better person.
Yeah, but I think he got scared straight.
Okay.
I feel... Right. Text in if you think Sid got scared straight. I don't even... We're just fishing for text. Okay. Then they made Toy Story 2.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We I got Zurg.
Yeah, that one's my favorite. Jesse and Bullseye.
Yeah,
I
we
love
got some,
them.
Yeah, some new characters.
Pretty good.
We yeah. got a little more Woody
it's
backstory.
The, it's the yeah. Empire Strikes Back of them, though. It's not that great.
Hmm.
It is. It's the same premise. Lost toy. How do we get home?
Yes.
There's a little bit of that. But we get the new characters and
yeah.
It's fun.
Wayne Knight being in it with his Cheeto fingers
yeah.
and stuff.
So good. Know.
And I don't like the Prospector. I'm not a big fan.
I don't either. But I like Kelsey Grammer.
But he makes
a
good villain.
Villain. You needed one.
Yeah.
And then Zurg turned out to be the good guy. It's all
so cute.
Okay. Then Toy Story 3 comes along. Just
phenomenal.
Lotso
oh, yeah.
Hugging Bear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you haven't seen these movies, sorry for the spoiler alert from movies from 20 years ago.
Yeah, but the ending of 3.
Oh,
where they're in the...
There is 20 minutes of ending of that movie.
Yeah, there's multiple endings. They could have ended it where they were in the
in
furnace.
In the garbage chute.
Yes.
And all holding hands and accepting their fate.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh! And then taking them to Bonnie's house.
I know. I cried so much.
I cried from Junkyard.
Yeah.
Me too.
Recycle place.
Me too.
Till they forced the lights on and I had to dry up.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. Sometimes, like, my kids will be watching it and I'll get home and it'll just be at that part. I haven't seen any of the movie. No
doesn't
lead up.
Matter.
No, it doesn't matter. That's just
sit
instant.
Down.
Instant
yeah. God, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
When Andy looks and he goes, thanks, guys.
Oh!
And then Woody
God.
Says, so long, partner.
Oh.
Oh! That's the end. That's the end of Toy Story.
That's the end of the trilogy. I concur.
That's the perfect
that
ending.
That should be the end of the Toy Story.
All you people who watch your stupid Harry Potters and your Lord of the Rings, oh, let's go back and do The Hobbit. Ugh. Like, they did another movie, Toy Story 4. Does it? Is it as good as those other three?
No.
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 Not
I concur. But J-Hole T-Hack has said it's garbage.
It is. It's garbage.
Forky
Toy
is
Story
one of my favorite.
No.
Forky is garbage.
Forky.
Literally.
Okay. Okay. Forky is made from garbage.
Trash.
Forky is dope. And for Woody to finally find his long lost love.
See, and that's exactly what I have a problem with. The entire trilogy of Toy Story, the entire story of Toy Story is Woody and Buzz. Woody and Buzz. Buzz and Woody. Buzz and Woody. You never, ever mm-hmm. hear about
I'm sorry, Woody. I didn't hear you mention an Andy.
And Bo. Bo Peep. Like, she
oh,
flirts
they were
with,
so flirty
she
in
flirts
the first
with
one.
Him a little bit. Okay.
A little. She
then,
hooks him with her sheep hook. And
okay, and she smooches him up at the end. But there's also a scene in Toy Story 1 where Buzz Lightyear lands for the first time and Bo Peep goes, I found my moving buddy. Oh, real loyal girlfriend there.
Yeah, she's a bit of a tramp.
And then she's gone in the entire third movie. And then we're
because
supposed
they couldn't get the actress to come back.
In the fourth Toy Story movie.
Is that
movie.
Really why?
I think so. I think they
no.
couldn't sign.
Oh.
It was a chick from Ghostbusters is Bo Peep, the secretary in Ghostbusters.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
that chick with the big
yeah,
glasses
yeah.
and like, yeah.
Mm. Okay, hmm. But they expect the audience to believe the entire Toy Story 4
yeah.
that the relationship between Woody and Bo Peep is stronger.
That guy is Sid? Hold on. What? The hot guy from The Princess Diaries.
Oh, really?
Anyway,
he was
going
to make a point and you just derailed him.
Well, now I'm looking at pictures of...
This show is garbage.
We're going to get T-Hex assessment on Toy Story 4 next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Wow, you're still here? Huh. I can't believe anybody stuck around to hear the rest of T-Hex's riveting assessment of why Toy Story 4 sucks. Okay, if you missed it, here's the short version. Quentin Tarantino says Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, perfect trilogy. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's going to deny that.
Yeah.
And then he says, there's no point in making Star Wars.
He refuses to watch the fourth.
He won't watch it. Okay. Yeah. Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6.
Can we imagine Quentin Tarantino watching any of the Toy Story movies? Isn't that kind of funny?
100%.
And he's just popping it. He's making
Toy Story 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, everyone has to watch it.
But I mean, he's Quentin Tarantino. He's like the bloodiest, goriest guy ever. And he's like, oh, what should we watch tonight, honey? I'll pop in a Toy Story.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
He just likes good stories.
I believe it. It's just funny.
Yeah, he probably has a version of it where Woody just is a chainsaw massacre.
Have you seen like the scary Winnie the Pooh?
I heard so much about it. Is it actually good?
I haven't seen it, but it just, if we could get a scary Toy Story.
Can I just point something out?
Yes.
Like 30 minutes ago, we were going to do a quick little, hey, let's jump on the air and talk about the Toy Story 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. 30 minutes later, we can't wrap this up because now we're on the poo chainsaw tangent.
Yeah.
Because this, we lack focus.
Okay.
So if you're a doctor who writes scripts, swing by with a script for 3 Adderall prescriptions, maybe varying strengths so we can all
test
focus, people. So all I'm saying is, much like the Star Wars, 4, 5, and 6, you're done. You got it. Mm-hmm. But then they went back and made 1, 2, and 3. I don't really like them. Some people like them more, whatever. They're not as good as 4, 5, and 6, but they hold up. You can't just sit here and go, because that's perfect, everything else is subpar.
But isn't Star Wars different because they made prequels? Like they went back in time.
But then they also made sequels. We have 1, 2, 3. We have 4, 5, 6. We have 7, 8, 9.
It feels like they muddied it up so much. And I've never seen any Star Wars ever in my life. So it all just seems very confusing to me.
The fact that I'm still allowing you to speak on a microphone in this studio.
Where do I start? I got to watch 4, then 6, then 2, then 3, then Empire Strikes Back.
If you do that, that's very confusing.
You have ways of watching it. You can watch it the way everyone else did. So chronologically in the way they came out, which would be 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3.
7, 8, 9.
Sort of with like Rogue One mixed in there.
Yeah.
3, 6, Solo. 9. Damn, G, 5. Baby, let me suck it. I'm getting confused.
Solo in there.
Yeah.
In the middle. With
this is going to take weeks.
Or you can put
Got to include Mando at this point.
I never finished Mando.
Oh, how dare you.
I know, it's pretty good though.
It's still good.
But it's
or
different.
You can watch it in chronological order as it happens, which would be 1, 2, 3, Rogue One,
mm-hmm.
4, 5, 6. I don't know where Solo goes in. There's Solo's trash. then 7, 8, 9.
Okay. That would be a weekend.
Okay.
For sure. But that's different than Toy Story.
You could all I was doing was waiting for you to start talking again so I could interrupt you one.
Toy Story is different because they just kept adding on. The story was completed. It was in a nice trilogy.
Right. And
a three
maybe
piece.
They're starting a new trilogy. But you're allowed to do that.
No, but they did
it. They are making another one, aren't they?
I don't know.
I think they are making
Great.
Toy Story 5.
I hope we get to see Forky's character arc really come full circle.
Maybe he'll get Spoony. I guarantee that will happen. I guarantee.
I bet he finds Knifey.
I could write the thing. It's stupid at this point.
Wait, is 4 the one with Bunny and Ducky or whatever? Is that the same one?
I don't know. It's the one where they
isn't
end
that
up Key
and
like,
Peele or something? Who voiced him? I don't know.
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
The circus animals that they get.
The same. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Those guys.
But that's especially, and Keanu Reeves is in 4. He's
By the way, thank you for
Wiley
blowing my entire argument.
That's right.
You can say
that's how lacking the script was. They had to lean on celebrity casting. Is my point.
First off,
they had to lean into it.
He was in earlier ones, I believe. Can somebody fact check me?
No way.
Yes. He's basically Evel Knievel, the toy we all had as little boys, of a certain age group.
What's his name? Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Duke Kaboom.
Yes, and he was not just in 4. I think he was in an earlier one.
I feel like Duke Kaboom
was in earlier.
And it was Keanu doing the voice in the earlier one?
Yes, sure. Please tell me Duke Kaboom was in an earlier movie. Regardless, Duke Kaboom alone is worth making Toy Story 4. He's so funny.
No, only in the fourth.
And so, he's so funny. He's perfect.
He's funny. And, that's a good part.
And whether you like him or not, you have to admit, Forky's cute.
Forky is cute, but he's very annoying.
He's not annoying. He's frustrating. He's not Jar Jar Binks annoying. He's okay. Awesome.
My problem with 4 is that the entire storyline has been about this friendship between Woody and Buzz, and that they grow to like each other. They are a family. And then all of a sudden in 4, Woody goes, you know what? I've loved Bo Peep this whole time. See ya, Buzz. And no. It's like that. You haven't set this up at all. No. It's not believable that he would leave Buzz, his best friend, and all of Andy's, and
but
now
Buzz
Bonnie's
has
toys.
Moved on. But like the whole thing, you think the whole thing was Buzz and Woody. The whole thing is everyone and Andy. Like everyone loved Andy. It was like, I got to get back to my owner. Andy's my guy. Then Andy's like, I'm done with you. They get to Bonnie's house. Well, Bonnie's pretty much already set for toys. Bonnie's got all her dinosaurs and everything else. So they get there and it's like, Woody goes, maybe it's time for me to focus on me. And isn't that okay for us to move on from the way we used to be? Yeah, Buzz, you're always going to be my friend, but it's time for me. What makes me happy? You know what would make me happy? See my old friend, Bo. Huh, there she is at the little antique store in the circus town.
Like, I'm not buying it.
You should buy it.
No.
I'm buying it.
I like the story, but I think the execution was questionable.
Incorrect. It was amazing. No. I have one last analogy before I wrap this thing up, because at some point we have to go home.
Okay.
Way, way back in the 80s, they made a shoe. It was red and black and white, and there was a Jumpman logo on it.
Mm.
It was like the original Michael Jordan Air Jordan shoe.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Every shoe after that should have never been made. Why would you keep going? Why did they keep...
That's
why
not
did they explore more shoes? We already have the perfect thing. Why are they doing more? What wasn't answered by the first Jordan? Why does Travis Scott get one? Why does... It's stupid. Just stop. But
it was believable that Michael Jordan needed new shoes as he continued to play. It's not believable.
No, it's not.
All of a sudden, he's ditching Buzz. I hate it.
No.
Why don't they sell Woody and Bo toys? They never sell. You can't get them in a pack. Nobody believes it. It's trash.
Got you there.
But I will say this.
No one believes that.
There is a Forky Air Jordan.
Okay, now you got me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is for everybody in the room, I think. Because this is not just like a gender sort of specific. How do you feel when somebody hits on your sig other?
I don't like it, but I also kind of like it, because it's just, I trust her. I know nothing's going to happen, so.
Why?
I don't like when you do it.
Okay. But what if it's somebody, are you so confident that you don't think that there's somebody way better than you that could come up and like, just say the right things?
No.
She's so happy in the marriage though, right?
Like, we have two kids. Made humans with me.
Okay. I got a pile of divorces that can tell you a whole other story.
But it happens quite often. It used to happen more because I DJ and she would come with me, and so she would kind of be either with a friend out in the bar or just kind of by me, but kind of in the bar, like halfway in the booth, halfway not. And she would get hit on a lot.
And she's pretty.
Thank you.
And
back off.
No, but I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah. So I've had pretty much every experience with her getting hit on. Like one time we were back in my hometown and I was DJing a gig there. And so I'm just up on the stage and she's in the crowd with my sister. And so a lot of guys who I knew from high school were in the crowd and they're kind of like, who's this new woman at the bar? Like,
oh, wow.
We've never seen this. Like, it's a small
town. Like,
you're
friends.
Yeah. And they don't know that she's with me. So they're coming up and hitting on her. And then she's like, oh, I'm actually with the DJ. And then they're like, oh, you're T-Hack's wife? Like, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Like not realizing. But so those are good because they're friends. And like, oh, I didn't mean to. But I've also just had the random guys.
Who just, unrelenting.
She's been in the DJ booth with me and have come up and they're hitting. And she's like, oh, I'm with him. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just come out here and let me buy you a drink.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we're just talking. We're just guys love to do that move, which is like, what? Yeah. I can't have friends? Like, not with my wife. Sorry. Like, because that's not what you came over for.
But you do like it a little bit. Does it make you feel like you've made a good choice? Because you...
I... What? Because I what?
I'm... You like a couple of things that are flashy. You like watches and you like shoes.
I do, yeah.
And I think you like both of those things. I think you genuinely like looking down at your feet and going, look at that. I got those. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. and get on the sneakers app or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I had to like, you got them and you genuinely like them.
Yeah, there's a,
But you really like it when somebody comes up and goes, are those the Jordan 4s? You love that.
I do. I do love it. I was going to say there's a D-bag angle to it a little bit of not only do I have it, but no one else has these.
Right.
There's that angle of it too.
So do you feel the same way when somebody looks at your wife? And I'm not saying she's a possession, but I'm saying, is there a little bit of that like, damn, look what you got.
There's a little bit, but I think it's because I trust her. So it's just fine. I like it. She's getting complimented. Like she can now believe me when I'm complimenting her. And it's like, it's not just me. I don't just have to say these things. I genuinely believe you're pretty, all these things. So other guys are saying it too. So I do like that. But I like that it doesn't go anywhere. I would not be fine with them flirting all night. And then at the end being like, but she's leaving with me. It's like, I like the compliment. And then it's gotta,
can they buy
it's
her
gotta
a drink?
Shut it down at that point. I don't know. What does that mean? Like now you're coming to the bar with the guy and you're going to have the drink with him, or is he just getting shots and like bringing him over to us?
I mean,
and we're all...
she is a very smart woman. I doubt she would take a shot from a stranger.
Mm. Would you?
No. No.
How long do things stay on Snap? Because I have snaps of you taking shots from strangers.
That's the only way I drink.
Well, because it wasn't a... Are you talking about when I went to see T-Hack?
Yeah.
He
I thought you said it was from the rando up the bar.
No. He got... The rando was flirting and poorly. And so we left. We went outside. And T-Hack got a server who brought us the shots.
They weren't from Rando?
No.
No, they were from me.
Yeah, they were literally from T-Hack.
Makes it even worse.
Okay, yeah.
Hope you're not doing anything for 8 hours. Okay. So let me
is that wrong? Am I supposed to be more upset? Or I just feel like I know nothing's going to happen. It's a flattering compliment. I feel bad for the guys, too, a lot of times, because I realize how lucky I am to be in a great relationship and stuff. And I can't imagine, because I see it as a DJ. I see guys hitting on Aaron and it doing it poorly. And it's like, that's a rough...
It's crushing.
It's like, I would be terrible at that too. So I feel bad. And he's just shooting a shot, gets denied. Okay. As long as he like just works
like,
his way to
a
different part of the bar, that's fine.
What's the New York tennis tournament? The Open. It's the US Open.
Oh, yeah.
There was a thing. It was a video that went viral. This guy... This is so weird, and I don't even know if this goes anywhere, but this guy, there's a signature drink at the US Open. It's some like lemonade-y. It almost looks like the Dragon. I don't even know what it's called, but it's it is the signature drink. I was privileged 1 year to go to the US Open, and I was just like, beeline to get this drink.
The Honey Deuce.
Oh, God.
Does
it
look
so
like
good.
It has little tennis balls in it? Is that the one
the
that I'm thinking of?
The cup might have tennis rackets on it or something. You, okay. I mean, it's a commemorative like U.S. Open Cup.
Oh, yeah. It does.
It's dope. It's just so cool to get it.
Yeah.
So there's this woman, like the announcers are like watching tennis, but it's in between points. So it's what they do where they have it. It's up in the crowd. And there's this woman sitting there and a man comes down the aisle. And he's got two of those drinks.
Oh, I saw this, yes.
And he starts to hand her one, and a dude in the row behind her goes, whoop, and hands her one. And she takes his from the row behind. And the guy's just like.
So he's stuck with both.
Whoa.
I mean, the drinks aren't cheap.
Mm-mm.
It's a nice thing to have done. And the one guy who's stuck with two drinks is clearly sitting next to her.
Yeah.
So she's coming home with me is probably accurate. I don't know why she took the other guy's drink.
Yeah, is it?
But I feel like, with all due respect to you, your wife might. Not out of hitting, but out of sheer politeness.
Oh,
like you're
sure,
at the U.S. Open, and you know this was an expensive drink, and you guys were probably sitting there, and it's like, oh, I really want to try that double deuce thing. I really want. And like the dude behind you is like, here you go. And she took it.
The politeness angle is you're on to something. But that's
would take it, but she would throw it behind her shoulder.
No, she wouldn't.
Well, if there's like a tree there or something, not a person. She's not in the row.
The guy is right
behind. I would slam both the drinks.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We got to do like a you be the judge kind of thing.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on lately. I know we bring up these news stories and then we kind of kick them around and then we ask you to text in, sort of picking a side. You be the judge.
Mm-hmm.
But lately it feels like T-Hack and I are never on the same team.
No. Mm-mm. Always opposite.
And I need to know, are you doing this on purpose?
I don't know.
Have you had a head injury? No. Or have you always been this stupid and I'm just now realizing it? option two. Got it. Okay. No,
I asked the same questions of you.
No, checkmate. Okay, good. There's a school teacher who basically came out. She went on TikTok and said she knew already it's going to be an unpopular opinion, but she's like, if your kid's having a birthday party at school, you can bring treats in.
Totally fine. Yep.
But it can't be cupcakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought it was going to be because my son has gone through this. Like, you can't make things at home and bring it in. You have to purchase them at a place where it's like nut-free, it's for allergens and stuff.
Because they don't trust you.
Right. So you can't, it's got to be store and it's got to have the label on it and stuff. And all that, that's fine. But that's not why she wants to ban
cupcakes. She's saying they're just, she said, they're a ginormous mess and the kids honestly don't eat them that well. She's like, bring frosted sugar cookies, lame. Bring donuts.
Ooh, no. Ooh, yeah.
Donuts are just as messy as a cupcake.
No.
She said donuts or ice cream cups with sprinkles. Anything with sprinkles is messy.
No, not a cup because you use a spoon. And that's the issue with cupcakes, and that's why I'm on her side. There's no utensil to use for it. You can kind of use a fork. It doesn't really work.
And most
a kid
of the time,
can't use a fork on a cupcake.
Yeah, most of the time when I see kids eat cupcakes anyways, they are just licking the frosting off.
Okay, that's not messy. How's that messy?
No, but then they take like one bite of the cake and then
the cake just kind of crumbles and then the kids are messy.
You're saying a sugar cookie doesn't crumble? Literally, you ever heard this phrase? That's how the cookie crumbles.
I always pictured a chocolate chip cookie.
I don't
not
care
a sugar.
What cookie, whatever cookie, it crumbles. So what's her issue? Frosting? She just asked for frosted cookies.
No, I'm anti-cupcake. I'm with her. Just cupcakes
you
in general.
You don't get to... is the party for them or for you? Maybe she doesn't like cupcakes, but that's not my problem.
Well, it's in her classroom. Her classroom,
it's not,
her rules.
It's not, that's not... No. It doesn't, it's not her party.
They should do mini ones, though.
Yes, like mini cupcakes all day. All day.
Yeah.
Oh, those two bites?
Yeah.
Hack can put two in his mouth at a time.
Now, those I like because you can just pop them in. I don't like the regular cupcakes. And then there's this hack. Have you seen this where
you take the bottom?
The top. It's not a hack. It's the way cupcakes...
No, it just falls apart. The bottom cup.
The frosting like oozes between.
Yeah, it's just like now
the frosting or you guys get... Oh, you guys like that nasty grocery store frosting.
No, the good, yeah, the buttercream, like the good just
frosting. It's too fluffy. No. You go to Happy Bake Shop in the Highlands, I think is where they are.
Okay.
Still. They used to be called Happy Cakes. They have chocolate. I shouldn't even say this because I love these cupcakes so much. I don't want people to. It's a chocolate salted caramel. Mm. There's caramel on the inside of the cupcake.
Nice.
There's a buttercream caramely frosting and a milk dud on top of that bad boy.
So then you can't take it apart.
You can
because
you're fine. Trust me.
Really?
I can fire it out. Huh?
You can't take the bottom off.
You kind of can.
How?
Just you pop it off and then might get a little caramel on your lip. You're fine.
And it's hard. I think it's hard for the kids to like get the little paper off of the cupcake too. Because you end up kind of, you're clawing away at the cake. It's just, it is messy.
Let me just see if I have this correct. If that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just lowest common denominatoring this thing. If the kids don't know how to do it, we should just stop doing it. Oh, my kid doesn't understand fractions. Drop them.
Thank you. I'm just kidding.
No, you just... Then teach the kids to take the frosting off.
But that's not what the teacher's responsibility is to do. The teacher's responsibility is like, we're having a break from the lesson to enjoy a quick snack, celebrate your birthday. I'm not going to teach you how to eat a
cupcake.
Which
would you prefer, though? Like, if they were to bring in a round 8-inch cake or whatever and slice it, or a cupcake.
No, kids can't use forks, Aaron. Didn't you hear that earlier?
I don't know which
is
easier.
I don't know how to use a fork.
They should use a fork, but you can on a cupcake. So
why can't you? If you can use a fork on a piece of cake, why can't you use it on a cupcake?
Yeah, Absolutely.
No, because no, you can't. Because it's not even. The cupcake, it spreads out over. You have to like cut it at an angle.
Yeah, it's just going
to
spread out on the plate.
That sounds like a mess. For a,
what on grade, the plate, what grade and then you throw
teaching?
It away.
What grade?
I know in the history of the show, we've had really dumb arguments. But like, if there's a piece of cake on a plate and you have a fork, it's exactly the same as a cupcake on a plate. Exactly the same. Same potential for mess. Same potential for everything.
No, because you don't have the paper. The paper adds to the mess. You're clawing away at it.
How about the teacher takes the paper off when she puts them on the plate?
How about the teacher teaches something like worthwhile learning? Like it's all we've already wasted more time. Happy birthday to just have the treat and get on
cupcakes,
with it.
Cupcakes, yes. Cupcakes, no. Text now.
She knows.
But understand, if you say cupcakes, no, I'm coming to your house with cupcakes.
That sounds
okay,
great.
Yeah.
All right, let me text in.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Other people's problems. You got them. We solve them. And today's all about...
We have a couple that I think they're thinking about like a joint honeymoon. But I don't know that she's on board.
Okay. Margaret?
Yay.
Tell us about your honeymoon.
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way.
No problem. Congratulations on your impending nuptials. Sorry, we have to do that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, we've been engaged for a few months, and we've started discussing, you know, honeymoon stuff. And I really wanted to go to Italy. Where I wanted to go.
Wow.
And my fiance was not into it at all. Like, he wanted to try, like, Greece or something else. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, let's do Italy. Let's do it. Let's book immediately. And I'm like, wow, okay. What's changed? His dad and stepmom want to come with us to Italy.
Okay.
And okay. Yeah, you're
on your honeymoon. Where
on
you're going to
honeymoon.
Where you're going to do stuff.
Yes.
Well, not in the lobby.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
so okay.
I'm not going to lie, when I first heard what was going on, it was like a honeymoon with friends. That sounds amazing. That sounds like so much fun. Cuz then you could just hang out together and like but dad and stepmom.
Cuz you don't want to cuz like if you I don't know. I've been married so many times, I'd like to just address this for a second. Okay. Like, and maybe you can speak to it, Tiak. Like, on your honeymoon, it's so stupid because you've already had relations with your wife before, right? Most people have. But, like, you're somewhere and you're having dinner and you're just like, God, let's just go to the room. Ugh.
Yeah.
You're like, I love you so much. We're married.
Yeah, we did it. We really did it.
And let's just go. But if you have to like look at your mom and dad and go, we're going to go because we want to boink.
Like, it just feels,
I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess if you're getting married, you're joining a family or you're accepting someone in
a
family like that.
No.
I'm trying to be devil's advocate.
Okay. Margaret, do you like them?
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but I don't want to go on my honeymoon with them.
Yeah. Okay.
It's small doses is better. You know what I mean?
Is he kind of a mama's boy, a daddy's boy? Like, what? Why do you think?
Said that they would help financially?
Yeah. What's the motivation for him wanting to go with them?
don't know if they've offered to help financially. That's a good question. But basically, his dad, like, whatever his dad says, he does.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, he's more of a daddy says this, I'm going to do this kind of boy. And it's his stepmom, so it's not, you know, they have an okay relationship.
Oh, it's his stepmom. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423.
So do you feel like if you want to go to Italy and your chance to go to Italy is now a 4-person trip and otherwise it's out?
Yeah. I kind of don't want to go to Italy that bad, to be honest.
A few breadsticks here at Pizza Huddle. Be about the same.
Okay. But so the plans are in motion. I mean, I think the people we need to talk to are like, has anybody done this? I mean, maybe not with parents. I mean, Aaron's idea of like
a friend trip.
My first wedding, like my brother was also in Mexico at the same time.
Oh.
So we did meet them for a dinner or two. But it's not that bad, but like imagining, you know, Margaret in her sundress in the countryside of Italy and just wanting, it's like, I'm not wearing underwear today because I want, it's like, but I have to because your dad and your stepmom are there. Like, it's just like, I've not traveled to Italy nor have I traveled. I've only gone to Mexico out of the country. Okay. But like, to me, Aaron, you do it all. Like, don't you go and kind of like, you're somebody else a little bit?
Not necessarily, but I do want to experience like the whole culture. So that's why it's like, the more the merrier for me.
Hmm. Well, don't you want, even if it's not relations, whatever, focus, even if it's just like, sorry, we couldn't make dinner because we just got swept up in the Colosseum or whatever. Like, we just took our time. We decided to stop and get coffee.
But you wouldn't be able to do
that because
everything you do, it's kind of like today's Colosseum day. So we're all going to the Colosseum.
Yeah. Get your fanny packs and we're going. God.
Hey, fanny packs are cool.
But he seems like, you haven't said no to this yet, but the reason you're contacting us is you feel like he's dead set. He's now,
Have you booked anything yet?
Yeah.
We haven't booked anything yet. I need him to see my way.
Okay.
And he's not like acknowledging my feelings. I just kind of need some advice how to deal with this because I don't want him to think that I don't like his family. That's not the case. I love them. It's just like you were saying, like, I want to have some freedom on our trip. I want to be able to like make plans in the spur of the moment. Not, it's not even just about like the boinking, you know, it's about like in and then drive to a different city today, or you know, like, I don't have to clear it with other people
and boink there
and boinking in the car over there. All right, Margaret, well, we're gonna, this sudden change of heart is cool, like he gave into you, but then he gave into you with a condition which we don't like. So,
well, and it's not even into her, it's into, he gave into his dad.
All right, hang on, Margaret. We're going to get you some advice. Do not move. All right, so I don't know.
Well,
I don't like it. I'm just saying.
I don't like it either. I wouldn't. Your honeymoon. I wouldn't want to go with friends either. I feel like the honeymoon is, it's called the honeymoon phase for a reason. It's just like, this is
your one shot of the first time you're going to be husband and wife, and you have your rings and you're just, it's just different when you finally have a ring on. Do you remember when you first put a wedding ring on?
I do, yep. And it fell off in the shower the next day.
I almost
lost it. Then we got it resized. Now we're good.
But I mean, you can't stop. You keep holding hand, and you're just like, oh my God, we're married.
Yeah, we really did it.
And there's your dad. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. If you have advice for her.
Well, we're getting, should I say this on? We're getting a text that says that the stepmom wants to call in.
The stepmom.
I don't know if it's really her or not. I need to verify.
Okay.
Let's still get advice. Let me deal with it.
Call in with your advice for Margaret, who doesn't want the in-laws coming on their honeymoon. And we may be talking to the stepmom in this situation next. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're tackling Margaret's OPP today. And normally this is where we'd be taking a bunch of advice, and I think we're still going to get some, but like, mm-hmm. basically she's getting married. She wants to go to Italy for her honeymoon. Her fiance has been kind of hemming and hawing. And then all of a sudden he's like, 100% all in. Let's go. One caveat. My parents want to come.
Yeah. His dad.
My father and his new wife.
Yeah. And she's like, well, that's not really what I had in mind for our honeymoon, but
I pictured us alone in Italy, but
as most would for their honeymoon, but
right. So Margaret, Christine is your stepmom, correct?
Yes.
Well, she's on the phone and she thinks you don't have all the facts and I'm not a huge fan of this, but everyone seems to be okay. Let's just, Christine, are you there?
I am. Yay.
Yay.
What are we missing here?
Well, I have to tell you, I actually feel very, very sorry for Margaret because she has this whole thing backwards.
What? How did she? I don't understand.
I will let her know. My stepson is a big time user. He is basically, this is our trip that we planned, and he's glamming on it. He's a freeloader.
Oh,
what? Hold up. What? You're not disrupting their honeymoon. He's shoving his honeymoon into your trip.
Yes, he is, because we pay for everything for him. Everything. And she doesn't realize what a loser she's really marrying. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you don't really know who you're marrying, I'm telling you. And I, like I said, I feel very sorry for you.
Wow. Okay.
This was our trip that we planned. And he talked his father into making it his honeymoon and making you believe that he wants to take you to Italy because that's what you want. We are flipping the whole bill.
Okay. Before we explore the other loser parts of this, I don't know that I want to do much more of this, but Margaret, how's that hitting you so far?
I mean, you must be lying because this is ridiculous. Absolutely. I can't believe you're saying this about your stepson.
Margaret, on the radio. I can show you all the documentation that this trip has been planned for a while. So I have no reason to lie to you, okay? But I know my stepson very well, and he's not going to take care of you. We pay his car payment. We pay his cell phone bill. We pay for everything, Margaret. Okay?
I mean, we're engaged now. Me and him are engaged. You couldn't have told me any of this stuff sooner?
When would she pull you aside and say, like, I don't know that we can blame Christine for not, like, were you aware of
that Margaret didn't know any?
You've been engaged for a couple months, okay? And this is the perfect opportunity to let you know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay.
Okay? It's only been a couple of months that you've been engaged.
Okay.
So, this is the perfect opportunity for me to let you know exactly what type of person you're marrying.
This is not probably Christine. I just need you to understand. This is probably not going to sit well with your stepson, and it's definitely probably not going to sit well with your husband. Like, are you cool with the grenade you're launching on the radio right now?
Well, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? It is what it is. I'll deal with my husband and my stepson. It's about time he gets caught trying to be a Mr. Show Off, and, you know, like, he's something. He's nothing.
He sounds fed up.
Yeah, like,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. And this is the perfect opportunity to let her know before she makes the biggest mistake of her life.
Okay.
Before any kids come in the picture. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Margaret.
So
I feel very bad.
Does he pay any of his own bills? Like, are you?
He doesn't pay anything. He paid nothing. We even pay his car payment.
Okay.
No, he paid nothing.
Margaret, nothing. I don't want to put you through this much longer. How's this sitting with you?
I'm just. things are kind of making sense now that she's saying this. Like, I pay every time we go out to eat.
Oh, no.
And, like, I've paid for random things, like when he had to get his car fixed.
Okay.
And then our dog was at the vet, and, like, he made me pay for it. I don't know, but it just, I'm just really upset because I was having some feelings like I was just having some red flag warnings, but I really loved him so much, and I just...
You're a very sweet girl, and I hate to see him destroy you. So please, listen to me, and I can show you proof. And you know what? If this ends my marriage, it ends my marriage, because frankly, I'm very sick of it, okay? I am really sick of it. You're a very sweet girl, and I don't want you to get damaged by this.
I'm not a huge fan of where this is going. It doesn't sound like this is the only marriage that... Margaret, do you want to just have some time to process and stuff, or because I don't know that we need any more advice than the advice we've gotten is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she can call me, and her and I can get together by ourselves without them knowing.
Okay,
and I will show her everything.
Okay,
yeah, wow.
I'm gonna need to see proof of this, but I would, I think I need to see that.
Okay.
I love you, really. You're sweet, but you deserve a good guy. You really do. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to break it to you this way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can we just... All right. Thank you, Christine, for coming on. Margaret, are you okay? We ought to just...
I just need to process this. I'm kind of heartbroken right now. Because I kind of believe her because some of this tracks.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it tracks completely from where we're sitting. And Christine has risked a lot to say that to you. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was good of her. I'm just,
yeah.
I gotta go, I think. I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you email us and let us know? I don't want to make a joke. Thank you so much for... This was fun.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Moral dilemma, and this is the only place I have to go.
So. You gotta find, we all need to find other places.
Okay. Yeah, for morality, this is the wrong room.
Okay. Well, my son got invited to a birthday party. He's been invited to a lot of them, and they're always like hit or miss. Sometimes I go, and there's dads there, and it's great, and sometimes I go, and I just, I'm the only one there, and then they're like, what's with the creepy guy?
What'd you bring him for? They need to tell you up front. It's like, just drop your kid off.
Yeah.
Like, this is that kind of thing that you can just, like, bounce and go to Costco and Trader Joe's and get, like, fun things done. Or you got to stand here and suffer with the rest of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I know exactly what you're talking about.
I feel like you can figure that out, though, based on just, like, walking in.
Yeah, but sometimes, you don't even have to walk in. There were certain parties that I knew that I didn't even have to make my wheels come to a complete stop.
But your
I would
kids
have my
kids
shoulder
older,
rolling out. No,
not
really.
4 or 5.
I'd watch them walk up to the step.
Okay.
I could see them in the rearview mirror. I was
pretty
like,
sure that's the right house. You'll be fine.
There's a little sign out front. A helping hand, the teal hand in the window. Don't you think that was weird that we told everybody? Sorry, that's just one of those things that's always
what
driven me nuts.
The teal hand? Yeah,
yeah.
What was that?
It was like the teal hand was like, I think the teal hand is for like Halloween, means we have like...
No, that's the teal pumpkin.
Oh, and what does that mean? We have food for like...
I believe if a kid has the teal pumpkin, that means that they are somewhere on the autism spectrum and they don't want the candy.
Okay.
So it's like have a toy instead, but maybe the house also has a teal pumpkin to show that they have other things than candy. I don't know exactly.
But the helping hand at some point, I am so sorry to have hijacked your birthday thing, was like...
Doesn't feel like a helping hand, but go ahead.
If you've... Like, when I was young, if there was a predator chasing you, you ran to the house with the hand. You put a handprint up in the house.
It was basically saying this is a safe house.
Yes. But why don't the predators
just put it...
That's what I'm saying.
I see.
Like... It was a known fact, and it's like, if I am Johnny Child Abductor, I'm just put my hand on the coffee machine. Yeah,
doors
and
it's like, yeah.
And then just have one of your friends scare. This is terrible that I'm giving the idea, but like have one of your friends scare a kid. He's gonna come running into your house. He's gonna run to the house with a hand.
Yeah,
it just seemed like this is not the way.
Not.
Yeah. Execution was questionable. Yeah.
The sign I always hated was the neighborhood watch sign. Whenever the and it has the kind of guy with the red circle line through it, because that guy was scary. I thought the guy.
He did
he
not
like,
seem like who you wanted watching the.
Yeah, he has like the little like his scary eyes, and it was like it's supposed to be like this is a safe place with this real scary guy.
Right, this Dick Tracy looking silhouette.
Yes, yes.
It was like
it was
not
exactly.
Good.
I hated
okay,
that.
Okay, back to
I've
shoulder.
Never seen that guy in my life. Okay.
Mm. We know what kind of neighborhood you live in.
There it is. Okay. Guess they don't have those on Colfax, huh?
I hate you.
Oh. We're developing characters on the show, Aaron, and your character turns out is kind of trampy.
So my son was invited to a birthday party, and it's great. We don't know them yet. They invited the whole class, so it's awesome. It's great. Like, great way they'll get to hang out. But the invitation says, it's this day, and it says, please no gifts, just come play.
Mm.
Which is great, and I understand from a
These are four-year-olds, bro.
Okay, you're with me a little bit. And there's an etiquette a little bit to we're going to show up. They're putting on a party. You bring...
A party at their house or a party at like a Boondocks or...
It's like their house, basically.
Like
yeah.
a clubhouse.
Yes, okay. Yeah, yeah. So there's an element of like you don't want to show up empty handed to a party, but also I don't want to disrespect what their parents are asking for.
Has
if
your
they
wife
don't want...
ever done the thing where she's like, seriously, baby, don't buy me flowers?
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
It's not
That's
different. It's
different.
Exactly the same.
No, it's not.
It's exactly the same.
No.
Because you know what she's saying? You better buy me flowers.
Yes, she is. They are not saying that for the kids.
They're saying you don't have to because we know we're inviting people that we've never met, but you better, it's a kid's birthday party. You bring a damn gift.
And what if there's...
You just do.
You think?
Buy your wife flowers. Hey, take it from me. I got a pile of ex-wives. You buy...
And you didn't get them flowers.
Correct! Because they said they didn't want them!
No, but it's different with kids because like my youngest nephew turned one and it was after my sister had passed and we were like, just come hang out. Like, just spend time together. We just got done.
Declan wanted presents.
He doesn't know what's going on.
He'd be super stoked if he did.
It took us months to open up all of the gifts. We just finished.
Wow.
Great. See? Awesome.
And guess what?
Now hide them and give them to them slowly over time.
They're on the stairwell, like going to the basement. We've maybe opened up three boxes.
So that's that. I understand that. But I'm saying hey, just moved into a new house. Come check out my housewarming. You don't have to bring anything. You're coming to my new house. You bring a plant, a bottle of wine, live, laugh, love, stupid thing that you don't want in your house anymore. You bring the sign that says laundry.
Yeah.
You bring something, because even though I said no, I only said no to be polite, and I expect you to be polite and do the right thing and bring a gift.
Well, I'm with you. I also am worried about what if we don't, and all it
You're
takes...
You're the only one.
Yeah, and well, all it takes is one kid to bring a gift, and then it goes, now it's kind of
the dominoes all fall.
Exactly. Now we all look bad. Oh, that kid got a gift. He'll
you
remember
don't
that kid.
You look bad because you followed directions, and you're teaching your son to follow directions.
But I'm with you. The kid didn't make the invitation.
Correct.
The parents did.
The kid wants gifts.
The kid wants gifts. So, but and do I disrespect the parent? That,
you're not do you think it's disrespecting him? It's not like you're walking in with a glove and like... hitting him across the face and challenging him to a duel in the streets at sunset. Like you
I
just,
might. Well, I don't know what kind of party it is. But.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's get judgy.
Aren't we always? We don't know. We don't have to get ready. We're there.
Let's get openly judgy.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a thing? No, I mean, obviously we don't want any of the like non-fun things
right.
that you're judgy about. But what if you see a person doing blank, you immediately judge them?
I really know this one. When you're turning and you don't stay in the lane you're supposed to turn into. When you like you're making that left turn, it's a two-lane turn and you kind of veer into that right lane. I hate that. I'm judging you. That's
I agree with you.
And everyone does it and we just accept like, they might
no, I don't
they
accept
might,
it.
They
I
might crash into
it.
Me. That's
no.
just how people drive. It's like, no, they shouldn't we should do something. Like get a PSA together. Stay in your lane if you're turning, especially.
A lot of double turn lanes have the dotted like guideline, like handwriting guideline. And sometimes it's faded. Just look for it, guys. Just look because it's there. There's one coming off of Tower Road. It's a double turn lane off of Tower Road onto 104th. This is my way home every day. And you're turning into like four lanes. So then all bets are off. Everybody's just like, I can turn into any one of these four lanes. It's like, no, you can't.
They treat it like a roulette table. It is. They're like, I'll end up in one of them.
You're right.
Big money, big money.
I want you to drive near my house.
I couldn't.
One time, you will lose your mind. Because they don't care. And there is a guide. Yes, you're right. I immediately
We just kind of, as a society, we accept it. And that's what drives me nuts.
Let's stop accepting it right now.
Like, I agree. Yes, let's lead the charge.
This should not be a T-Hack is judgy thing. This should be we all judge until we've judged everybody out of that category. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
I immediately judge. I'm actually I have a billion things I judge on, but I'm immediately judgy if you think you're smart by doing, I don't know how to explain this. There was recently an art exhibit in Paris.
All right.
That put up blank frames.
Just empty.
Empty frames. And it immediately sold out because everyone was like, the artist's take on the emptiness and futility of it all. I immediately judge you if you can be easily duped and then try to explain it away like you're smarter than me. It's a frame, you idiot. Yeah. That's like $6 at Hobby Lobby. And you probably spent $5,000 on it because you're an idiot.
Yeah, you should have left the picture of the random family in it that it came with just a frame. Like, I'd buy that.
I think I immediately judge anybody who buys art, period.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes, like art. Like, go look up the most expensive painting or whatever. There's some guy who's got this $400 million painting, and, like, he was keeping it on his yacht, and, like, the salt water effed
like,
it up.
Like, ruined it?
Yes! Ugh. And it's like, what? Do you know you can just buy, like, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I know what you're saying.
People who buy, I judge you if you're an art person. Because it...
You just don't understand.
There it is.
I have bought art.
Art?
From Ron Campbell, who is one of the like most well-known animators, cartoonists. He worked on Rugrats, Scooby-Doo, The Beatles.
But can I not just buy...
Yellow Submarine.
Can I just buy a print of it for considerably less money?
No, absolutely not.
You know who else I judge? NFT people. You're idiots.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
It's the same thing,
it's different. Aaron! It's different.
Oh, my God.
Because mine is framed and on my wall, and it's one of my most prized possessions.
How much did you spend on that?
Well, my mom bought it. Shout out Cheryl. She bought two of them that day.
That's cool. That's cool. And he's actually making art. You didn't buy a blank frame.
Yeah, and he like did the whole certificate of authenticity, drew his name and like colored on the back, did watercolor paintings on it. I'll send you pictures. Maybe you'll respect it then.
You know what? You send me a picture, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print it. I'm gonna frame it. And I'm going to be like, guess how much that cost me? Nothing. Just a printer. And a $6 Hobby Lobby frame. Look at me living right. Cheryl didn't have to pay nothing to me. All right. Listen, we want you to call and say what you judge. I don't know if mine fits into the category.
It doesn't.
Like to me.
I judge people.
Hold on.
That was the end of my sentence anyways.
You upward inflected. I judge people. There it is. Yeah. All right. If you're judgy about something, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
No, I judge mainly adults. I don't know why I let kids get away with it, but adults cannot. Who blow bubbles with their bubble gum. I don't know why. I can't stand it.
What?
Chew it. You can even chew it loudly. That's fine.
This is good for me because I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum.
Really?
Do you know how to blow?
I'm just very demure like that.
What? Oh my God. What other way do you blow? You can just blow bubbles with bubble juice?
No, I can't blow bubbles.
Well, I mean, were like, I don't know how to blow a bubble with gum, which implies you know how to blow a bubble a different
elsewhere.
Way.
Elsewhere?
Sure, like with the soap and the...
Yeah. Okay.
I could do that. Right. Yeah, technically.
So they're not the same. Do you know that it's not hard and we could probably learn in about 5 minutes?
I find it very hard.
Because you can't whistle too, right?
It's related.
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Are you tongue-tied? I don't think that has anything to do with it, though.
Is that a real illness?
Yes. Yeah. You, like, you're like, sick. Let's not do this. Poor AAC. it seems like you're, I don't know how to say this, but it seems like you have a rather unskilled mouth.
I judge people.
I judge people. Like, I judge shopping cart people. If you don't absolutely. Put your shopping cart back, mm-hmm. like I've watched people in the space next to the corral still leave their cart in their parking spot. You're like, it's
why?
Literally.
I will literally grab it and pull it to be in front of their car so they can't leave.
No, you don't.
Yes. If you are that lazy, are you kidding me?
Really?
I won't surround, but yeah, I'll get it in the way. So you have to get out and do it again.
Okay. Where do you shop? I'd like to see this happen.
I judge a lot of my neighbors on their front porch. I judge anyone who keeps their shoes outside. That's real weird to me. A lot of my neighbors just have kind of like a pile of shoes. I think they're their outdoor shoes. So they're like, I'll slip them on. But to me, it's like, but they're getting cold. Like, especially your shoes are cold. Now you're putting your feet in cold shoes. That's terrible. Or they're getting baked in the sun. And now you're putting your feet in hot shoes. Just shoes.
I thought my art one was bad. But now this is, you really judge that?
I do, yeah.
You'd rather them have a like a tray of dirty shoes right inside the door.
Yes, I do.
So like the feng at least shui the right. of your house is the first thing you see is just a pile of...
No, the first thing you see going into a house is the front porch, walking into the house. So that's the your dirty shoes piled on. I don't get it. I hate when my shoes, just like in the winter when you shovel and then you leave your boots like in the garage to dry, you have to bring them in before you wear them again. Otherwise, your boots are freezing and you don't want to put your feet in them.
That doesn't bother me.
It really doesn't? No, How does it not?
I don't know. I think cold shoes are delicious.
I'm judging you. That's cold shoes are ridiculous.
Oh, good. Well, I'm judging you and now okay. I'm judging Aaron about the art. So
okay,
everybody out. All right, if you're a judgy person, we want to hear what you judge people about. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're all very judgy people in here.
Mm-hmm. Some more than others.
Are you saying me?
Yeah.
You're saying I'm more judgy than you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, guess what?
Mm.
I'm judging you for that.
Mm.
Jeff? Oh, wait, Jeff, I screwed up. Now we can hear you. Jeff?
Yay.
Judgy.
No, I'm judging Slacker.
Okay, you run the board. Jeff, why are you judgy?
So I grew up with nothing but women, right? Single mom, sister, even my cat was a girl, and I grew up very protective of them. So I judge people when a man and a woman are walking down the street and they let the woman walk on the street side.
That's a good one.
It's a little thing, yeah. Shows you're paying attention.
I went on a date once with a guy who would not let me. I tried standing on the outside.
You were literally thinking about it. You kept trying to get on the other side of him.
And he was like, "Will you stop doing that? Let me walk on the outside."
If a car is careening off the road,
yeah,
is that with it? Is that the logic
exactly.
here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can stop
it. Rather you get hit than your, girlfriend or sister or mom.
So
or
it's only the car's only going to be partially up on the
have
side.
Have you heard about being polite at all? Because that's all it is. Mm-hmm.
That's not polite. It's stupid.
It is polite.
I could or deflect it a little. Maybe.
Or if there's a puddle and the car hits the puddle, you're getting sprayed with.
Splashing, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job,
someone
Jeff.
Someone throws a cigarette out the window. You
hey,
know?
Jeff. I respect your judgment, but I just think it's not a good thing to judge on. I'm just, because if in the grand scheme of things, it is to, like, I sleep on the hotel side of the bed closer to the door in case an intruder came in.
Yeah,
That makes sense.
It's the same thing.
I understand in your mind it's the same thing, but if an intruder breaks in, it's mano a mano. If it's a car coming, it's car a mano. It doesn't work.
Are you saying I can't take on a car?
No. All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't even think you could take on the car, at least. It's hot.
It was.
Listening to her.
Okay. Lori?
Yay, guys.
Yay.
What are you judgy about?
I am judgy about self-importance. People who are so self-absorbed that they don't recognize checkers at the check stand. They're too busy on their phones. They're too busy texting. They don't even acknowledge the checkers.
Are you a checker?
I'm not.
Oh.
Mm.
But do you think they want to? Okay. I don't do that. I'd use self-checkout.
Well, some places have signs up, too. Like at Subway, most Subways have a sign that's like, please don't be on your phone when you order.
Really?
Yeah. It says, for the love of God, please put your phone down.
Yeah, but what if
everyone in the Subway line has, they're just looking at, or they're reading the order because they're getting 10 subs for people who've texted the order. It's like,
can I be on my phone then?
That's probably.
Otherwise, I'm gonna mess up your footlong, buddy. I know you want the BMT.
Sorry, guys, I haven't been listening. I've been on
okay,
my phone.
Aaron. No, I agree. Yeah. I do think it's human compassion.
For sure.
To always stand on the side of the road closer to the street when you're checking out. Oh, what about the checker's life? Aren't they important?
What is...
I'm not going to let go of that one. I think it's the stupidest rule. Desiree?
Yeah.
What are you judgy about?
Man, I judge my neighbors on the way they throw away trash. I live in an apartment complex. We have 5 blue trash cans. Okay. My neighbors throw trash everywhere but inside the trash can. They don't even know how to tie their trash bags up. Like, how hard is it to tie a trash bag? And guess what? Trash would actually stay in it if you just tied it up.
So do you get inside the trash cans to see if they've tied them up or...
No, like they're literally hanging outside of the trash can, overflowing all over the place. Like there is stuff all over the floor. Yeah, it's like they just go out there and just throw trash in the air, it seems like.
The trash room at an apartment complex, it's
another
world.
It's
a crapshoot, of what you're walking into. It really is, yeah. People,
you know you live there.
Okay. I've seen like full cakes on the ground just smashed. Like it's a lot.
What a waste.
So you're judgy on trash too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we all live here together. Let's all try to keep it clean. And most people are like, no, I don't, not at all. Didn't even cross my mind, actually.
Okay, thank you. I didn't realize I was going to hit home with you guys so hard.
Oh, yeah. And it always smells bad enough. I think because it smells bad because it's all the trash. So people just open the door, throw it in, and slam the door. And like, it's someone else's problem.
So it's an actual room in the apartment complex or something?
I've lived at a place, where there's a room and there's kind of a chute maybe out of the room. Or there's just a room where it's all stored.
Yeah, just tie your bag.
Yes. Yeah, please.
I tie, spin, and tie again.
A double tie?
Yeah, so you tie using the thing and then you hold the top and like do a spin like and then tie it around your...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like a double Windsor.
Yeah, it is. I could wear it to a wedding. Kirsten?
Yay!
What are you judgy about?
I'm super judgy when I go to someone's house for dinner and they serve potato chips out of a bag instead of putting it in the bowl.
What?
I agree.
Why?
Yeah, because there's something, you're all reaching into the bag.
You're reaching into the bowl.
It feels germier, though. It feels germier.
Because
the bowl, you can come from the top. You just kind of just delicately grab it.
There are people grabbing chips with just 2 fingers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, just delicate. What? You know, I don't have my whole hand in there.
What's the difference?
It looks much nicer at a bowl, right? If you were serving, right? Like if you were making a cheese board, you wouldn't just throw the cheese out and just be like, oh, have at it.
Why don't you swing by my hands?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
So there's a news story out there that I need to get the opinion of.
This makes me mad. It makes me really mad, actually.
Oh, wow. That's exactly what I needed.
The story makes me mad, yeah.
Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, what's the story? Oh, wow.
Okay, so a teacher went in for an interview. Now, like, I'm just going to summarize, and if I get it wrong, because you know when I read the headline and I read like 2 lines in the story. Went in for a job, put on a suit and tie, or I mean a shirt and tie, and then threw a blazer on over it.
Mm-hmm.
Interviewing for a teaching job. I don't know what year he was trying to teach.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't say. It doesn't even say if it was an elementary school or a high school. It just says teaching job that I can find.
But he didn't get the job, which is fine. But the principal, the superintendent, whomever, said, you're a bit overdressed for the position.
Yeah, he heard through the grapevine that the reason he didn't get the job was because they thought he was a little too showy and too overdressed. And so they went with the other candidate who wasn't as nicely dressed. And it's,
makes me furious. This is exactly why I wanted to talk about this, because I had a feeling one of you J-holes would do this. Aaron, are you with him or are you with me?
Look at what I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, okay, so you're with me. You're with me. Like, you dress the part. this. I, you know what?
No.
Here's the deal.
No.
Here's the deal. May I address just you now, Aaron, if
yeah,
that's all right? I should have known it was going to be him because this guy almost didn't get this job for the exact same reason.
And it makes me mad.
It is. It was the Slacker and Steve show. We're here talking about whether or not potatoes float. We're doing like, we're drunk off our butts with state troopers in here. And you roll in a knit tie.
Yeah.
And hear about the position. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I wore a shirt and tie. Of course. It's a job interview.
But it was a knit tie?
No, hold up.
It wasn't knit.
Because I was like, there were two people that wore those?
No, it was Schmidl.
Yeah, he Schmidl wore the knit tie.
Because he was like, because, you know, the morning show gets all of our outcasts. No, I mean, he was helping us out. And he wanted to become full-time on this show.
Yeah. Because that's when we started making fun. And I was like, I'll wear my prom dress.
That's it. Yes.
What is wrong with that? I wore a shirt and tie for a job interview. Absolutely.
Did you have a jacket?
Shoe? No jacket.
Dress shoes. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
It's a job.
Have you ever been in a radio station before?
Absolutely, yes. I was very experienced, very qualified.
You don't look experienced if you come in a jacket and tie. You don't. And in a radio station.
You didn't come in a jacket.
No, you don't look experienced if you come in a tie. You're not trying to get a job at Channel 9 News. You're trying to get a job at a radio station. There is a functioning beer tap in our kitchen.
Yes, I know.
I step away while you two discuss this, and I'll come back hammered. Okay. Why would you need a tie
come
here?
Come back.
Walk me through it. I understand it's respect.
Radio's always made me mad in this way because we all pretend, because we don't. We don't dress up ever. But then when you get a job, you still have to dress up for a job interview.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Because you don't.
No, you don't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Not for that, for a different thing.
You were trying to get a job somewhere else.
It was here. I got it, for the record. I'm doing it currently.
What, traffic?
Yeah, when the guy came in.
What?
I don't remember his name, but...
When you became the traffic reporter for the radio station?
I had to do like an informal interview.
And you wore something nice?
I wore a skirt and like heel boots, dude.
You own a skirt?
I know.
Wow. Did you borrow it from somebody?
But that's what makes me mad. It's like you have to dress up for a job interview. Even though in radio, we never dress up. But that's just, it just is what it is. If I would have shown up in normal clothes, that looks unprofessional.
It doesn't. It looks the exact opposite. I am 100% in the back pocket of this superintendent. Please text in at 51059. Say if you're on like T-Hack or Slacker.
Mm-hmm. Like, what did your teachers wear while you were...
Teachers in any grade? Did your teachers ever wear a tie? I had one teacher who wore a tie.
No, not ties.
I did have teachers wear ties.
No, you didn't.
I did.
In high school, maybe? Private school.
No.
Not in public school.
Both.
Somebody, they didn't.
Oh, what was his name? He was my psych teacher in high school. He was wonderful.
Yeah, because he was psyching you out.
He had a different tie like every single day.
Okay, so he's a dork. No, but you just don't. No, you don't. If you're the tie guy, then yes, go. You're the like...
He was the tie guy.
Right.
Oh, and Mr. Ventura, I think he wore ties every day.
But that's a goofy, like you're projecting, but okay, stop me if you've heard this. Dress for the job you want, not for the job you have.
Mm-hmm. What about dress to impress?
No. Because at this dress to impress is when you're trying to get...
Do you not want your teachers, your kids' teachers, to be professional like that?
I do, but
do you want them wearing...
I can't change the whole system. So then, wait, whose side are you on?
I don't know.
A little bit ago, you're like,
both.
What do I dress like? You're wearing a Harry Potter shirt or something.
Yeah, because I want to be a wizard.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is it okay to lie to your friends?
Yeah. I think that's...
Depends.
Mostly what friendship is.
What?
See, this is why...
You know what? Okay, I want to do something with you guys, but I can't tell you what it is, so I'll just write it down and
save
it for later.
This is fantastic radio.
It just clicked in my brain. It's fine.
Okay, will you write it down right now?
I've got Chad's number. I'm going to need...
What are you
Raj's
doing?
Raj's number.
You're trying to do a friendship test?
Something.
You
want
to do a friendship test?
Maybe.
Well, Chad and I haven't got to hang out as much, so you might have to...
Do I need Josh's?
I'm not giving you Josh's number. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Josh, if you're listening.
No. You got to pick somebody I hang out with more, because Chad lives clear down in Castle Rock.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
Yeah, she goes there all the time.
She has been to Chad's house more times than I have. She has that a key. Is a stone cold fact. That's the weirdest thing.
More than you. I didn't think of it that way. Oh,
way
wow.
more.
Yeah.
I mean, Chad and I have hung out more overall, but since he's moved into his new home, what the hell are we supposed to be talking about here?
So he's inviting you. He's like, you can stay in Aaron's room if you come visit.
That has happened.
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, go ahead. I made up Aaron's bed. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? I'm spare bed. Spare bed, spare bed. Yeah, it is weird.
Anyway, okay. Sorry.
Aaron?
Yeah.
We're eventually going to get to what I... Can you lie to your friends? Text in, yes or no. You just want Raj's number, because Raj is sick amounts of rich and has a...
It's not even like you want to marry him.
You just want to sleep with him and ride in a Lambo.
Is that too much to ask for?
I've already done it. So.
No, it's actually a thing that I saw on TikTok that I want to try. But I need the best friends' help.
Okay. Is Raj your... Like, truthfully, and I'm not trying to earn you points with your wife, but if I think you'd have to get Angie on the phone, because I think that's his best friend.
I can't use her, though.
Huh?
I can't use her.
Why not? Because there's questions about her?
Yeah, Raj was my best man, though, at our wedding. Okay.
So if you had to pick somebody else to be your best friend,
yeah,
it'd be him.
Yeah, probably him.
I'm literally sitting right here.
buddy.
Give me your number.
All right, so here's the question. Is it okay to lie to your friends? Tiak has already answered without knowing the context. Yes, that is what friendship is. Which really does explain.
Isn't it though? I'm kind of busy this weekend. We'll hook up later.
That's what
friendship is. Is just that repeatedly for a few years.
Actually, I don't do that.
You just say, I just don't want to see you right now?
Well, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you just say like, hey, I'm pretty tired. I'm just going to stay home.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. It's like, dude, we're all going to go rage in like Vegas and blah. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, why not? Because I don't want to do that. I don't have to go like, ooh, I just broke my toenail. And I'm like, no, you go.
You don't need excuses.
Yeah. But a real friend will take it like, I don't want to do that.
But what about if you feel like your friends are raging in Vegas maybe too often and you feel that they should stop because they're put their health at risk?
That's
not
my business.
You're getting around the line.
No, that's so fine. You would interfere.
I wouldn't. I'm saying I wouldn't. I would let them do whatever they want to do. No, regardless of how I feel, I'm going to lie about how I might feel inside because of the decisions they're making.
I don't know if you know this, but I was just trying to ask a real simple question that we are now down in the weeds on whether or not you get your friends into rehab or not. Okay. Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm asking. I think it's some TikTok chick basically has admitted, and I've done this with former mates of mine. Like, does everybody have in their life? I don't think it's either one of you.
It's
no,
absolutely
you guys are
not
good.
Me.
Does anybody have anybody in their life who's chronically late?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had before.
And then they're just like,
I'm borderline. I would say I'm not early and I'm not quite late. I'm barely on time.
I'm walking at 12:59:59.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10. Lately Pena's been really screwing me, but like, yeah, no, I feel like being on time. I don't want to waste your time by making you wait, but I don't want to waste my own time by sitting around being there 20 minutes early. Mm. But if you have that one friend who's just like, we have reservations, it's really hard to get into this restaurant. Reservations at 6:30, and they roll in at 6:50, and basically they've held everyone up in the group. Everyone's just kind of like, the server comes by, and it's like, no, let's just, I guess another round of drinks. I don't know. They're coming, and then you're taking pictures of the menu going, do you want us to order for you? Like, how do you want?
No.
It's like.
Those people are the worst.
They are, but you still love them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So is it okay to tell them, we have reservations, it's really hard to get in, it's at 6 o'clock. Your reservation's at 6:30.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
You're lying to their face.
I think it's good. I think it's fine. And I've done this too. I've definitely done this.
When they find out, how do they feel? Because then they're like, wait. Because what if they...
Most of the time they know they're late. So it's like, ha, ha, ha. Okay, you got me here.
But then aren't they going to like... Won't they eventually learn that you're doing the trick? That's what I'm saying.
No, because it might be different. I might only tell you 5 minutes sooner. I might tell you half an hour. I might tell you an hour. Who knows?
You have friends that you have like a sliding scale. Yeah. Like, what did I tell Melina last time?
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Absolutely.
Is Melina the one?
Well, no. She's like T-Hack, where it's like barely on time.
Okay. So you think it's okay to lie to your friends?
I do, yeah. Yeah, because they're inconveniencing you a little bit. So give and take a friendship. You inconvenience them a little bit.
But isn't there the smarter play to go to them and go, you've inconvenienced me long enough. The reservation's at 6:30. I have labored over whether or not to tell you it's at 6, but I'm not going to. You're a grown ass woman. Get here, man, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get here at 6:30 or we're just going to eat without you.
Wow. That's definitely the more mature way to go about it.
You know, I mean.
No, I'm just going to lie.
Everybody knows me. I'm not going to do that either.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
I just discovered for the 9,249th time that I'm a bad parent.
Oh, why?
There's a list of items that every parent should keep in the car.
You know what? I don't think it's just every parent. I honestly think it could be every person.
Every person?
Yeah.
Well, like one of the parenting things you should have in the car is extra clothes for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you have extra clothes in your car? Oh.
I don't right now, but I did. Not for that reason, a-hole. Wait, I do have extra for that reason, but that's different. Hold on.
Take back the a-hole.
No, you're still one. But no, I used to keep extra clothes in my car when my sister was sick because I would go to the hospital stay the night. And
do you
then
know how good you are at that?
Yeah.
God, that's so good. I have to shut it down. I was trying to call her a whore, and now you made it about that.
That too.
Right. Okay.
But I started it because of that, and then I was like, this is convenient.
Super convenient.
Yeah.
Walk of shame is fully different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, you're like, no, I'm just out for a jog. Don't look over here again. Yeah. Don't mind the heels.
But yeah, I'm like, I don't have that. Do you have extra clothes in your... No, so, probably not your car.
No. Because
your car is not the family car.
No, it's not. I just take my son to school in it. So we're just... He's barely in it. And the thing, we definitely have extra clothes for the kids, but not ourselves. That's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Because if something if the kid has a blowout on you, well, you can change the kid, but then what do you do?
I would say this. I feel like you should have extra shirts in your car just from ketchup injuries.
Injuries.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, he's a fast food nut.
Mm-hmm. He's and not I feel hurting like, himself over
no,
it.
You know what I mean. He's like, I'm hit.
Like, I need just,
I've been shot.
Right. Like, you.
Yeah, I need a shirt that doesn't have the scent of Culver's on it. I just need a clean,
just
a nice cologned up shirt so I can do my Culver's run and then put shirt on.
Yeah, no, I had a massive taco stain at Alive at 5 on my shirt and I just had to deal with it.
You literally, like
it was the
an
first
hour
bite.
Before Alive at 5 started, I was like, what have you, you know people are going to see you.
Yeah, yeah, it was not
what,
great.
Did you get any taco in your mouth?
I think a little bit.
It was, and there's, it was like, wasn't it a skin colored shirt? It was like
it was white. It was like one of the rare times that I wear.
There was
white.
No amount of soda water was good. We just spread it.
Yeah.
Made it a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm.
I walked to the Be a Good Person store to buy extra clothes that day because we were in Rhino when she had her stain.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh. I didn't buy anything for her because she's not my child.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a road atlas?
A what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said
it's
that
a
really...
map. Like if the grid went down and your GPS didn't work, nor did your phone, do you have a way to find your way around places?
Why don't they just say a map?
A road atlas is like a... Oh my God.
What's the difference?
It's just... Yes. But it's... A map is...
A paper map?
It's just huge and only big.
Okay. No, I don't.
I don't think I do either. I wouldn't know how to read it even if I did. If I needed to, I'd use it to like keep the sun out of the windshield.
Do you have bandages in your car?
Yes. No. I keep them in my backpack.
That's smart.
I used to. I should have them again. I need, I literally have none of the things we've said so far do I have.
Mm.
Even though I'm desperate for a walk of shame, I don't even have the clothes.
Oh gosh. Manifest it. Put some clothes in your car and.
You think that's how it works?
I don't know.
Put some heels in your car. Yeah.
Activity books?
No.
We do. My wife does. I don't. But in the family car, yeah. Yeah, a little, yeah.
See, what I'm saying is you're a better parent than me. I'm just going to keep going through the list and prove a toolkit. I'm the most handy guy I know, and I don't. Mm-mm.
The only tool in my car is driving. It's me.
Let's be honest. Your wife drives.
She does. It's
not hand her. Sanitizer.
Yes.
I think so, yeah. But I don't.
Use it.
Yeah, for what? I don't.
We all got kind of turned off. Like, after COVID, now I don't even believe in it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, screw you, hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I hate the one around the corner to the bathroom because sometimes I take the corner too tight and my shoulder squirts.
Yeah. You know what would help?
What?
Extra clothes in your car.
Ah. Yeah.
Bath towels.
No. I don't think so. No. We have like a blanket.
That's a good one.
Double as a...
What?
Everyone, you got to have a trunk
blanket. Blanket is in there, but I just don't have
it. For like
it.
A... You go to... I don't concert breaks out or something. You just need a blanket, like a game, you know? You just
pull the blanket. Is that what if I can I manifest with a blanket? Maybe we can have relations in the car?
Ooh.
If you want to, sure.
It's good. Yeah.
I used to keep a sled in my car during the winter. Because you never know.
Slut. What did you say?
A sled.
Oh.
Sled.
I mean, she's driving. In there too.
Okay, the last one that I want to get to is napkins.
Yeah, I have a lot of napkins in my car.
Text in if you're shocked by that statement.
It actually became a problem. My glove box was full of napkins from all the fast food places I went. Because you always end up with a couple extra. You grab a stack, right? And then you're just like...
God, I always grab an obscene stack. I'm such a jerk. That's real bad.
Yeah.
But then what do you do? Because there's like 3 or 4 left over afterwards.
You can't put them back.
Right. And you can't throw them away. That feels wasteful. So you take them with you. You put them in the glove box. And then the glove box is just overfull. And then you can't find your insurance when you get pulled over. And you give them a case.
I can just picture the officer just like, excuse me? What are you shuffling through?
I'll sort this out. They know me there.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a guy who got busted for breaking and entering, but then the cops didn't take him to jail.
Okay. Uh-huh. I have a story. Manure and molasses. They're either details about my story or the new afternoon show.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Idaho.
Okay.
They talk like this.
Is that like
I don't know.
No, that's South. What are you doing?
Yeah,
I don't think Idaho's South.
They're Midwest, no?
Midwest, what is Midwest? I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's the Dakotas there, eh?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, okay. But we'll do this. I'm from Idaho.
From Idaho.
Idaho.
There was a truck.
Oh, was carrying, big one of them big old 18-wheelers.
Yeah, one was carrying
wheelers.
Manure, and it got into a big crash.
What?
No. With another truck that was carrying 48,000 pounds of molasses.
No.
Manure and...
So it spilled, and then it caught on fire. So the manure...
Oh, God, that smell!
The manure was on fire. And the molasses and the manure, they were all kind of mixing together, and it's like the worst Reese's peanut butter cup commercial ever.
How dare you?
Two great tastes. Yeah.
Oreo would give it a try. They'll try anything, but not Reese's is keeping their hands
that
up.
That is true. Oreo has tried some real dangerous flavors.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Oreo, no. Just don't.
Poop and syrup. Coming soon. Okay. I got a guy out of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Surveillance footage caught him at 4 o'clock in the morning trying to beat in the doors. He made some 2-inch thick. Oh, he's trying to get through 2-inch thick bulletproof glass. He used garbage cans as battering rams.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning trying to break into the lobby of the jail.
What?
Yeah, he spent 3 hours trying to break into the jail.
Why did it take 3 hours?
Well, jails are hard to get out of and therefore hard to get into as well.
Why didn't anyone stop him?
They were really paying attention to the incoming crowd.
Yeah, what was he trying to get to?
Nobody really knows. I think he was hammered. Eventually, he passed out. They finally looked at some of the video footage and then just drug him inside.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so easy now. Just needed to get a guard.
No trial. Okay. No jury. Just
immediate
welcome
guilt.
Home. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.